with all the tools, auto parts, and supplies you need. In fact, Rick and Darren care so much, they show up to work at 6 a.m. every morning, and for your convenience, stay till 6 p.m. each weeknight. Central Auto Parts is also your grill headquarters. Whether pellet, propane, or battery-powered, they carry Traeger, Green Mountain, Napoleon, and Halo grills, plus many accessories. So support your local auto parts store that's working hard to be there and support you. Central Auto Parts, your CarQuest dealer. Open 6 days a week, downtown Horton.
Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Well, a pleasant good morning to you, live from Emporia, White Auditorium, the site for Class 1A Division II State Volleyball. And a pleasant good morning to you here from White Auditorium in Emporia, Class 1A Division II State Volleyball here on the MSC Radio Network. Jake Spaulding alongside Danielle Alley here live in Emporia to take in 1A D2 State Volleyball. We've got the Axtell Eagles on tap as the 8th seed here in this state tournament after an impressive regular season for the Eagles. We'll dive into everything for the Axtell Eagles in preparation for their opening match against the Sin Valley here to begin this state tournament. Thank you for spending your morning with us. Plenty of state volleyball coverage happening this week across the MSC's
Radio Network,
and we're glad that you're with us here in Emporia this morning. Back in the studios, Seth Tollison and Chance Link. And Danny, I'll bring you in now, and welcome to state volleyball here today. It's a great atmosphere, a great place, and a historic place to take in some state volleyball in the Axtell Eagles as the 8th seed trying to make a deep run today.
Hey, Jake, thanks so much for having me. I have not done this in a few years, and, man, you know this is my favorite thing to do. I love volleyball so much, and I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Danny Alley, you got history with playing the sport of volleyball. You've been a coach for a long time. You know the sport very well. What's it like when you're able to take in some state action? Because, you know, this is the best of the best.
It is the best of the best, and it's so exciting. This is some great volleyball. I've seen a lot of good things since we've been here, about 20 minutes or so, watching some warm-ups, watching some good swings, getting to know some of these girls a little bit. It's fun. State volleyball is the top of the top, and, man, it's fun.
Head coach for the Axtell Eagles is Rhonda Hazenkamp. You might remember from the name of Rhonda Ronnenbaum, as she was a part of the 1997 third-place team at the state tournament, graduate of Axtell High School. But this is an Axtell Eagle team that comes in, as mentioned, as the 8th seed in this tournament. But don't take away from what the Eagles have done this year. They've got a record of 27-13 out of the Twin Valley League, arguably the toughest league in the state for volleyball. Danny and I will break down keys to this matchup against the Sin Valley here in just a little bit. But we've got our first pregame timeout. You're listening to the high school state volleyball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, Hiawatha.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Axtell Lumber in Axtell is your lumber and hardware headquarters, no matter the size of your project. They give free estimates and work on machine sheds and horse and cattle shelters. Got house repair questions? Let the experts at Axtell Lumber find you the answers.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here at historic White Auditorium in Emporia, an amazing sight for Class 1A Division II girls state volleyball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 KNTA. Jake Spaulding, Danny Alley, courtside here at White Auditorium as Axtell takes the floor for their warm-ups as they take on the top seed, Descent Valley, ninth in this matchup here today. Descent Valley, or Trojans, excuse me, coming in as the one seed in this tournament. Descent, they play in the Lyon County League. I had it for a second, Danny, but couldn't find it. 39-2 coming into this tournament, but there's a lot to be said when you look at state tournament time and teams that get seedings in a certain way, that your season prepares you for opportunities such as this, and the Axtell Eagles play in the Twin Valley League, which, as mentioned earlier, one of the most predominant volleyball leagues when it comes to competition in the entire state. So Axtell comes in as the 8th, Descent Valley the top seed. This is pool play. So Axtell today here in this morning session will take on Descent Valley right now. They will go right back after this match and play Victoria, the 4 seed, before later on this afternoon taking on a Twin Valley League rival in Hanover. If you win 2 matches, you're all but guaranteed moving on into Saturday's championship Saturday. However, there's still an opportunity for you to make it through with only a 1-2 record. A lot of tiebreakers coming to play. We'll break all that down as it progresses. But this Axtell team, as mentioned, coming into this tournament as the 8th seed. This season, they took on the Wabusse tournament, placing 5th in that one. Only losses there was the Northeast Kansas Home School and ranked Rock Creek. Axtell tournament, they hosted one. They went 3-2, lost to 2A Valley High, who's also at the state tournament today, in pool play. And then also to Hanover in 3 sets earlier this season during the championship match. Axtell lost to Hanover 19-25, 25-18, 21-25. Later on in the Twin Valley League tournament, Axtell took 5th, going 2-1 in the tournament with losses in straight sets to the Hanover Wildcats in a tight match, 23-25 and 23-25. And then a first-place finish at the Valley Falls tournament, losing to Centralia in pool play, but coming back to beat Centralia in straight sets, 26-24 and 25-23. So a battle-tested team in this Axtell Eagle team, Danny. But when you're looking at the state level, this type of competition, what's it for you from a coaching perspective, former player perspective? You get on a big stage like this, everything matters. What do you got to be looking forward to?
Yeah, it does. I would say the first thing, Jake, is that this is such a big stage and there's a lot of nervous probably going on right now, but the most important thing is that you get comfortable and get into your game quick. Be comfortable and relaxed on the court, and that's going to help with the mental side of the game. Another thing at this level, I would say, is that you've got some pretty hard hitters here, so we got to be on our game with blocks on both sides, reading the court, adjusting our defenses as necessary, and just playing the ball that you know how to play.
Assistant coaches for Axtell, Rose Kuckelman and Pam Busting. The head coach, Rhonda Hazenkamp, we introduced her in the beginning portion of our broadcast, a former Axtell alumnus and back in her first season leading the charge here for the Eagles. And this is a team, their last time at the state tournament was back in 2017. But the year before, hey, they won it all in 2016. first and only girls state championship team in Axtell history. You go all the way back to the 90s and early 2000s, well, Axtell had a pretty good run. In 94, they made it to state, lost in pool play, but third place in 97, second in 01, second in 04, third in 05, and then in 2014, third place, 2015, second, and then in 16 is when they won it all. And so you're seeing a kind of a tradition-rich program with this Axtell Eagle team. But the first time in 8 years back here in the state tournament, you mentioned nerves, Danny. How do you, as a coach, get your girls to calm down and be in their moment?
Yeah, so as a coach, in the locker room is where we take care of business, right? So we talk a lot about relaxing, taking those deep breaths, getting into that game, rituals. You know, you do the same thing. You're in the warm-up, you do the same thing every warm-up, get yourselves ready in that way. Paying attention to your opponents while they're warming up, so you're looking at what they're doing and kind of, you know, where their setter's at, where they'd like to send the ball, and who likes to hit that ball. And so you're just doing all the same things that you normally do, and you're preparing for any other game, even though it is such a big stage.
And how about this? Twin Valley League representing here at this 1A D2 state tournament. There are three of the eight teams in this state tournament, all from the Twin Valley League. Hanover, as mentioned a little bit ago, they are the 5 seed in this tournament. Lynn is the 3, and this Axtell Eagle team is the 8. Axtell, as mentioned earlier, coming into this tournament with an overall record of 27-13. We're going to take another timeout. First serve is coming up next. It's 1A Division II Girls State Volleyball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 KNZA.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. With a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at state.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same meals for everyone. We do our best to ensure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And welcome back to White Auditorium. Once again, Jake Spaulding alongside my partner today, Danny Alley, as we've got 1A Division II State Volleyball on the air. And it's a beautiful time of the year. A lot of people are looking forward to postseason everything. Cross country going on today, or tomorrow, excuse me. Volleyball going on yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Playoff football got started last night. And there's just a lot going on. And Danny, can you picture a better place to be on a Friday after, I guess, morning still, but Friday morning than White Auditorium doing some state volleyball?
Yeah, absolutely not, Jake. I love volleyball so much. I would do this anytime.
Well, good to know. We're gonna not make it a 4-year gap like we did this past time.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
But Danny Alley, super thankful for her joining me today. Chance Link, our studio engineer back at the studios, also Seth Tollison helping us out this morning. Don't forget that we've got coverage all across the state today. Out in Dodge City is where you can hear Valley Heights and JCN in the state tournament. That's on 92.1 KMZA. MSCSports.net is your opportunity to keep everything locked for you during the state tournament runs here this season. Each team will be introduced here in just a moment. We talked briefly about some keys going on coming into this match. You talked about blocking, Danny. I want to ask you about the service line. It's such an important area, you know, for Axtell, leading the way for them behind the line in aces this year is sophomore setter Caitlin Detweiler. But a lot of times you see where a game can flip on a head with some service errors kicking in.
Yeah, absolutely. Serves are going to be very important in big games like this. Taking those deep breaths and getting those serves over the net is going to be the first start for a great match here today.
Axtell, starting out, we'll have on the floor, as mentioned, setter Caitlin Detweiler, outside hitter Reagan Hazenkamp, sophomore 5'9", Natalie Strothman, a 5'10" senior middle hitter and blocker, Maggie Strothman, the 6'1" sophomore middle blocker and hitter, as well as Kaylee McClellan. She's a defensive specialist. The libero is 5'6" senior Claire Bussing out on the floor as well for Axtell. And then finally, Alyssa Hazenkamp, a 5'7" senior on the floor for the Eagles. Looks like Descent Valley won the opening serve. Axtell will be playing left to right across your dial from on the floor. Again, head coach for the Eagles, Rhonda Hazenkamp, back to serve, and we're underway. Serve across by Traver. Here's a kill attempt to the back row, dug up by the libero Reed. Sent across on a third hit. It was a free ball, but it falls down off the hands of a diving Detweiler. It's 1-0 to Sin Valley. Back to serve again will be a Kyra Traver, a 5'6 senior, taken in the back row by Hazenkamp. Outside attack, across the court it goes from Strothman. Dug nicely in the back row by the Trojans here on the attack. Missing the volleyball there that time was Creaky. Into the net it goes, and the Eagles get their first point of the game. Quick substitution. Out will go Alyssa Hazenkamp. In for the first time is Ava Brockstrom on the front line, 5'10 sophomore. Here's a left-handed serve from Detweiler. He's a team of 79 aces. Here's the attack by the Trojans. Stuck at the net by the Eagles. Set back across by Detweiler. Back coming near side from Creaky. Nice dig in the back row by Detweiler. Set near side to Strothman. Check that, Brockstrom couldn't put it away. Now the Trojans on their third attack. Stuck at the net by Brockstrom. Kept alive by the Eagles. On the attack, here's McClellan. Stuck to the net, right back to Axtell. Quick set, middle, putting it down is Natalie Strothman, the 5'10 senior, right off the diving attempt from Creaky.
Jake, that was some really great defense. Their coverage on these hits is phenomenal. They were able to get some of those balls that were real short over the net. Great net play.
Back to serve again is Detweiler. Sends it short, diving effort from the back row by Reed. Kept alive now on the attack. It's Creaky through the double block and onto the floor it goes. It's tied at 2 now as the Sin Valley breaks serve for Axtell, and in to serve will be Cadence Massethan, 5'7 senior for the Trojans. Axtell in, this is blue on blue as well, Danny, if you haven't noticed yet, right? Axtell in their blue with the white numerals and letters trimmed in red. Here's the serve, nearly an ace, brought back onto the floor momentarily by McClellan, but it hits the floor. It's an ace serve from the Trojans.
That's one of those things they're going to have to adjust, CJ. She's a really hard server, so they're going to have to be good on that back row.
Stahl with another serve taken in the back row here by Strothman. Set near side, and Natalie pushes it across. And into the net, though, with Strothman. 4-2 now, the lead for Descent Valley. Natalie, a good quick set that time from Detweiler, but her body flew into the net. 4-2 Trojans continue to serve here as Grayson Stahl to the back row, taken by the libero Bussing. Back row attack this time by Hazenkamp. Reagan picked up nicely. Here's Creaky on the attack. Stuffed at the net. Great effort there from Natalie Strothman. Right next to her was Ava Brockstrom. To dual block that, Danny, for a point for the Eagles.
Yep, she was right on that ball from the get-go, and that was an awesome block.
Back to serve here for Axtell. Callie McClellan for the first time today. Taken in the back row by Creaky. Set comes back to Creaky in the middle. Through the double block, and they were in the net anyway, says the official. Once again, it was Natalie Strothman too close to the netting. Point here for the Trojans. They lead Axtell 5-3 early. First time serving for the Sin Valley will be Ella Reed, the libero. Right-handed serve to the back row, taken by McClellan. Brought back in by Detweiler. Strothman too strong on the kill. Natalie tried to go to the back corner. Line judge all over it. 6-3 here. The Sin Valley with the lead early. set number one of the day for the Eagles. Reed with another serve, taken in the back row by McClellan. Switch set from Detweiler and trying to punch it across was Natalie Strothman, but puts it into the net. And Coach Hazenkamp, encouragement there as Detweiler says, yes, my bad, you're a setter. You know how difficult that position is.
Yeah, I think that was a little bit of miscommunication. I think she thought she was coming quick, and she did not come quick. So
set outside this time on the attack. It's Reagan Hazenkamp. And nice work at the net. It was a free ball sent right back by Descend Valley, and Hazenkamp just caps it back across, and that stops a 4-0 run from Descend Valley.
And that's that great net play that we talked about, Jake. That's going to have to be key in this match.
7-4, Descend Valley with the lead. Back to serve is Natalie Strothman, and that one's too strong. Out of play, 8-4 now. The Trojans with the lead. First service error in this match for either side. Streaky with a hard serve. It'll be an ace. Diving effort from the back row by Natalie Strothman, but off of her hands and out of play. 9-4 now. Descend Valley with the early advantage here in set number one. Jump serve again from Creaky. That one maybe was going out. Captain the air, brought back in nicely. And set across by Detweiler. Great effort there by the Eagles. Now on the attack, Creaky at the net. Stuck once again. This is the first time we said the name of Maggie Strothman. The 6'1 sophomore sends it right back. 9-5 now, your score. Descend Valley with the advantage. Axel was not led in this set early on. Alyssa Hazenkamp back to serve. 5-7 senior, too strong. Back-to-back service errors for the Eagles when they've had opportunity. It's 10-5. Descend Valley's doubled up. Axel. Serving from right to left this time, it's core mode and tipped across by Detweiler, but picking it up nicely there was the setter, Traver, and his kill attempt by Stahl is too strong. Hits the back wall, and this is not your stereotypical state site, Danny, where you have a lot of room between the outline and the bleachers. You got maybe 8 feet, and that's about it.
Yep, they are taking advantage of that, so and doing a great job. We've had two service errors, which we talked about earlier, is one of the keys of the game you can't have. But looks like we got a great kill here. So
Tally McClellan, great set there by Detweiler. McClellan puts it down. It's 10-7. Eagles with the serve and a 3-point deficit, trying to mount a comeback. Here's Reagan Hazenkamp. Good serve. Here's a free ball sent across right away though by Axel. Trojans on the attack. Set across far side. Traver. Free ball across. Nice diving effort by Detweiler. Kept alive. Hazenkamp can't put it down. Good dig in the back row by Creaky. Now Creaky, she sends it across. Free ball sent right back by Axel. Setting it up are the Trojans. Back row attack from Creaky. Short. Tapped in the air. Off the hand of a diving McClellan for Axel. And out of play. Great rally there, but the Trojans come away with the point.
Looks like she just missed that block. She caught it on the way down, and it sent the ball in a different trajectory for a back row.
11-7 to Sin Valley with the lead. This serve into the back corner picked up by Hazenkamp. Reagan now sent across by Maggie Strawson on the third hit. Trailer now stole in the back left corner. Is it out? Yes. Not touched, and a kill that went wide. Eagles back within three. It's 11-8. Back to serve, Maggie Strothman for the Eagles. Strothman on the year has 27 aces. Here's a serve across, Creaky back row attack, diving effort for Strothman to keep it alive. Nice dump there by Detweiler, but picked up with the diving libero Reed. Here's a third hit across, set up here by Axel, and Detweiler tips it to the near sideline, picked up by Reed. Here come the Trojans, back row attack from Creaky, picked up in the back row, nice dig by Strothman. But it's sent right back across. Now Stoll at the net. To the near corner. Diving effort by Axel's Reagan Hazenkamp is too late. And it falls in for a point for Descend Valley. Back to serve. Second time around here for Akira Traver. In the back row. Detweiler sends it near side on the attack. Down the line. Great job by Natalie Strothman.
Jake, I'll tell you, if they can send it line, it looks like there are some holes on the defensive side on the other side. So that was a great read by her.
Strothman with another kill, her third of this opening set, 12-9. Descend Valley, here's Detweiler with her second serve opportunity of the day. Taking in the back row, now up to Creaky on the front row, sends it across on the third hit. Detweiler sets up middle. Nice power punch there by Natalie Strothman, the 5'10 senior, her third kill of the game, and it's 12-10. Axel at one point down by five, back within two. Look over at Coach Rhonda Hazenkamp, points in the direction where she wants her to serve it, and here's the serve. Over the net, quick set coming near side, creepy on the attack, box in the air by Detweiler and out of play. 13-10 now to Sin Valley with the advantage early. This has the making, kind of feels like this could be a three-set match between these two. Stahl with a hard serve to the back row, picked up by McClellan. Now outside it goes, sending it across Ava Brockstrom with a set. And sent across errantly by the Sin Valley Lout. Axel gave a free ball across, Danny, but the Trojans don't take advantage of it. Just like that, Axel back within two. 13-11, your score. Back to serve for the second time through for Axel's Callie McClellan, the 5'9 senior. Set to the middle, Taylor now. Man, great kill there by Creaky. And you can see DeSint Valley's making a concerted effort to give her those opportunities.
Yep, they like her in the front row, and obviously she's great at reading the court, so block has to be there every time.
14-11, DeSint Valley with the advantage. The Libro, Ella Reed back to serve. Taken in the back row by Axel's McClellan. Now sent outside, here's the attack from Reagan Hazenkamp, picked up by Creaky. Trailer sets up Creaky, near side, doesn't get across the net. Nice stuff in the net by Hazenkamp. Creaky, another opportunity, this time too strong. And that's what happens when a good block is there, Danny. You got to try and go over it, and they overshoot.
That's right. If you can force them to go over that block and it's over your hands, man, it's flying out of bounds. So that was a great read by Axel.
Natalie Strothman back to serve, middle hitter for the Eagles. Nice hard serve from the back row. There's a set coming far right side now to Creaky, and wow, it hit the back line.
Yeah, what a great ball placement that was. That's where we talk about defense having to adjust. There might need to be a little bit of an adjustment back at that line.
Creaking out in the back row. She will serve here. This is where Ashley can push points with her on the back line. Detweiler steps outside. Maggie Strothman.
Great hit.
Double block.
Yep, that was a great hit. That was a great read by the setter and a put down by Strothman.
Back into the game, Alyssa Hazenkamp. She replaces Ava Brockstrom to serve. 13-15. Axel trailing by two against top seed DeSint Valley. Brockstrom serve. Near side taken by Stahl. Set coming from Traver and Creaky from the back row. Picked up nicely, though, by Axel McClellan. Setting it outside. Here's Reagan Hazenkamp. Can't put it down. Now setting up middle first swing by Corbode. Picked up nicely by the Eagles. Now here's Hazenkamp.
Great communication between setter and hitter right there. If you see that, she snuck right in behind her. What a great back set that was.
Nice little game there and a little twist. And I said Hazenkamp, I beg your pardon. That was Maggie Strothman for Axel. Nice still there. 15-14. DeSint Valley leads by one. This is the closest Axel's been since it was 1-0. Ava Brockstrom with a serve. Nice deep serve into the back row. There's got a serve to the back side. That's Creaky sent from the back row. Now,
great read. That was an awesome read by the setter. She saw the entire court shifting, and she had a quick back dump there, and that was awesome.
Timeout, DeSint Valley. Caitlin Detweiler ties this game up. It's 15-15. We're back in a tight 32 Emporia. Set one of the 1A D2 Girls Volleyball Tournament here in Emporia.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screening. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the DeSint Valley timeout, it's tied at 15. Axel continues to serve. Ava Brockstrom, a nice hard serve taken by Creaky in the back row. Creaky will get it back on the set here, sends it across. Detweiler with the pass. Now set back to her. She tips it across again. It's a free ball. And how about you, Maggie Strothman? That was a free ball, Danny Alley, and she put it away.
That was so awesome. What a great read that was. Sutter gets the ball, tips it over, kind of on a mixed play. Somebody else had to help her set the ball. She tips it over, comes right back in a great read.
16-15, Axel with the advantage now. First lead of the game for the Eagles. Now to Sin Valley scrambling after sending across. Free ball here. Detweiler outside. It's Reagan Hazekamp. Off a diving knee roll and Ella Reed. And the Eagles are pushing.
Jake, Axel is doing a great job of using all of their hitters. I've noticed on the other side of the court, they like number 10. She has hit the ball a lot, which makes it easy for them to read some of where her defense needs to be.
Third by Brockman is a good one. How about Detweiler goes up inside the cut. Free ball. Picked up this time, though, Hazekamp. Check that Stroffman couldn't put it away. Now a kill sent across by Descent Valley. Axel has to get it over on the third hit. They do. Here's a free opportunity for Descent Valley. Set comes near side on the attack. It's Corbo who hits a diving. No touch. And out of play. Axel's run continues. It's 18-15. Axel at one point in this first set down 10-5. Since that point, it's a 13-5 run. Roxman continuing to serve for the Eagles. Taken by Reed in the back row. Creaky will set up outside. Trailer will send it over on a third when it's too strong. This run and out of a timeout by Descent Valley, how important is it to keep and maintain serves?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a critical time where we can't miss any serves. The other thing that they're doing really well, I think to their advantage, is reading on this side. Like I said, they've got one play that they've used a lot. Axel has done a great job of mixing up their hitters, and it is making Descent Valley kind of sit back on their heels a little bit and miss some things.
19-15, and here's an attack by Reagan Hazekamp. The first time that we've seen a hit go errant in a while. Goes too strong, and that breaks a 7-0 run by Axel. It's 19-16 Eagles. Back to serve now for Descent Valley. It's core mode. Set from Detweiler outside. Maggie Stroffman can't put it down. Trailer steps up middle. Here's Stahl. Nice tip to the near side. And punching the floor was Detweiler saying, I should have been there. Just a half step behind. It's a 2-0 spurt here for the Trojans.
Yeah, Descent Valley is doing a nice job of reading those holes, and they are kind of putting those pits in places where those holes are. So adjustments maybe a little bit.
Warbone, nice hard serve. It's set right back on a free ball by Natalie Strothman. Back set. Here's Stahl at the net. Through the double blocking out of play. It'll be a kill for the Trojans, and it's 19-18. Timeout, Axel. 19-18, the Eagles on a 7-0 run a moment ago. Now it's a 3-0 run from the Sin Valley. We're back in a tight 30 to Emporia here on 103.9 KMVA.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association, Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. With a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at state.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, out of the Axtell timeout, it's 19-18 Eagles with the lead at one point, trailing 10-5 here in this opening set. They went on a 7-0 run just a moment ago out of the Descent Valley timeout. Maybe the Descent Valley Trojans started to make a little bit of a run themselves. So Rhonda takes the timeout herself. And out of this break, it's Jake Spaulding, Danny Alley, courtside with you here in Emporia State Tournament Volleyball. Out of the timeout on the attack, nice kill. And it's going to hit the ground. Maggie Stroffman plays large here in this first set for the Eagles. They lead now 20-18.
That's exactly what we talked about with timeouts, the momentum shift. Momentum shifts are huge in volleyball, and right now it is on the side of the Axel ladies.
Reagan Hazekamp, great serve here. Stahl sent it over on a free hit. McClellan passes it. Detweiler. Now, once again, Maggie Strothman can't put this one down. Nice dig by Creaky in the back row. Stahl tips it across. Good diving effort to keep it alive by McClellan. Axel sends it over on a third hit. Trailer. Back row. Creaky. Soft swing. Detweiler set outside on the attack. McClellan, how about you down the line, Sally?
Axel has done a great job. You know how we talked about adjusting to some of those defensive positions. Man, 28 on the Sin Valley side likes to dump the ball, and they've made that adjustment. We're able to pop one up over here.
Back to serve, Reagan Hazekamp. Right hard serve taken in the back row. Taylor will stall. Can't put it down here. Detweiler, how about you as a setter? Trying to kill it, but can't. Nice dig in the back line, and Descent Valley sends it across. Here's a free opportunity over from Axel. Good diving effort by Creaky to keep it alive. Quick kill. No. Strothman outside. McClellan finds the opening hole.
Man, That was really awesome to see. You have a lot of versatile players over here. They always talk to you about, as a setter, everybody on the team needs to be a setter, and that's why, because if you ever have to step up and play a little bit of defense, that was a great set on the outside there.
Love it. Descent Valley out of the timeout of Axel. They see Axel go on a 3-0 run. Descent Valley now calls a timeout. We'll keep this one right here in Emporia. This set, again, it's what you expect in a state tournament. We talk about good teams. Every single team here is finish out ranked in the top 10 in the state. And this is the one versus the eight, but the eight seed out of the Twin Valley League, the Axel Eagles, they're showing you why they deserve to be here.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, the versatility of these players, they're all stepping up and filling positions that maybe they're not super comfortable with. I just saw a great set from someone that was not a setter, so that is always awesome to see.
Rhonda Hazenkamp, loving the way that her kids are responding right now. Out of the Descent Valley timeout, Reagan Hazenkamp with a great serve. That's so key out of the timeout stall with a tip across. Nice pickup that time by Hazenkamp. And drops and put away. And that started with Alyssa Hazenkamp picking up the tip. Good set by Tutwiler. And Maggie Strothman having a whale of a first set.
And again, a great read. They're adjusting to the side, so great read.
23-18, Axel with the lead. Set number one here of this opening match of the state tournament for the Eagles. Trailer backside. It's going to Creaky. She puts it away momentarily. Yes. Actually, I think it hit the Jumbotron. Diving effort there by Reagan Hazenkamp off a dig. The first time we called Creaky's name in a while. 23-19, the score now. The Sin Valley trailing Axel. Trojans with the serve. Detweiler setting up back row attack coming from Reagan Hazenkamp. Nearly finds the bottom. Picked up nicely, though, by Ella. Then across on third hit by Creaky. Here's Detweiler setting it up outside on McClellan. Good dig. Now a tip. Oh, diving effort. He's got Hazenkamp, but you mentioned it. Grayson Stahl, that's what she likes to do on that front line.
Yep, she does. And I think maybe that one would have been out of bounds if it would have gone.
23-20 now. Axel 2 points away from a set one victory. Hard serve, and it's going to be an ace. Off the hand of Alyssa Hazenkamp in the back row, and that was a hard serve from Maddie Rose, junior for Descent Valley. Very senior-heavy team here in the Trojans. Of their 12 here at state, 7 are seniors on their roster. Another serve coming here from Rose. Taken to the back row. Popped in the air here by Detweiler outside the attack. McClellan goes down the line, but picked up nicely by Rose. Here's a swing that time from Stahl, but picked up nicely and sent back by the Eagles. Late dig here by Hazenkamp. Alyssa now, Maggie Strothman. A free ball right back to her. She got denied on the first one by a great dig in the back row. But came all the way back to the net. And Strothman says, you might give me once, but not twice.
Okay, Stahl tried to put the ball down twice, and back row did a great job of popping that ball up twice. Setter did a great job of getting her feet to the ball, and man, Strothman put that ball away.
Maggie trying to serve this set out. It's 24-21. She's back to serve. Great serve to the back row. The Axel Eagle faithful around us plotting. Here's Stahl on the attack. Maybe it was going to be too strong, but it went out of play off of a diving effort of Maggie Strothman. It's 20-22. Eagle still with a couple set points to work with.
All it takes is one good pass here.
We'll start Kyra Trailer, who started this match serving for Descent Valley, sends it across Broxman to Detweiler. Outside the attack coming from now. And it's just too wide. Tried to go to the line, and it's just barely out.
That had to have been close. It looks good from here.
24-23. Descent Valley with another serve on Trailer. Broxman steps to Detweiler now outside, trying to put it away. Diving effort to keep it alive this time. Natalie Strothman couldn't do it. Now Creaky down low, down the line herself. And a diving effort from the Libro Claire Brooks could not keep it up. And a timeout, Axel. We're tied at 24 here in set number one in Emporia. We're back in 30 seconds to White Auditorium, the opening set. 1A Division Volleyball here on KNCA.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the actual timeout, we're tied at 24. Eagles on the attack. Strauss, and that's Natalie, could not put it away. Now it's set near side. Creaky, her attack, threw a double block. Nice job by Brockson to pick it up. Now Detweiler outside. Down the line, this time it counts. How about to Callie McClellan? She gives the Eagles the lead back. It's 25-24.
That was a great hit, Jake, right on the line this time. No question about how in that one was.
Alyssa Hazenkamp out. Ava Brockstrom back in for Axtell. Back to serve. Leading this team in aces is Caitlin Detweiler. Gets it across. Stahl sends it across. This is a free ball opportunity here for the Eagles. Set backwards. On the way, it's McClellan. Picked up nicely by the back row of the Trojans. Fight battle at the net. Won by Axtell. Sent across. Now the Trojans on the attack. It's Creaky. Tips it. Caught in the air. Kept alive. And once again, Axtell can't get it to drop. What a battle at the net. Creaky sent across. Axtell tried to dump it. And the diving effort from Ella Reed, the Libro, kept it alive for DeSlin Valley.
Just some quick net play there, and I think she caught that on the way down.
Stahl with a hard serve, man. It's going to be an ace. Off the hand of Natalie Strothman, and just like that, the DeSlin Valley has mounted a comeback. They lead now 26-25. Stahl back to serve once again, trying to circus out for the Trojans. This one, nice top spin. Good pass to the net. How about Natalie Strothman stuffed at the net? Ball kept alive and sent across. No, it wasn't touched. They say it hit the top of the tape, and it stays on their side. That's four hits for Axtell, and the DeSlin Valley Trojans win set one, 27-25. We got a two-minute timeout. We come back. We'll summarize set one and get you ready for set number two. DeSlin Valley and Axtell, the 1-8 matchup here in the 1-8 D2 State Volleyball Tournament.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Got 18 ready to hit the road? Adding a useful driver to your auto insurance doesn't have to be scary. We'll help you find the right coverage without breaking the bank. Plus, ask about good student discounts. Protect your team. Protect your wallet. Call SBS Insurance today. The road starts here. Let's make it a safe one.
SBS Insurance, the home team.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association, Incorporated, is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. With a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at state.
At Sabetha Community Hospital, our outpatient clinic brings specialists to you. We offer nearly 30 different specialists, reducing the number of long drives and travel time you have to make to the city. But you can see top-notch specialists in pain management, dermatology, cardiology, and more without leaving town. Get the expert care you need close to home. Sabetha Community Hospital Outpatient Clinic.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Axtell on the attack here in set number two. How about Natalie Strothman getting the first point here for the Eagles? Quickly back. Detweiler, another serve back to McClellan on a free ball. She can't send it down. It's quickly 1-0 Axtell, and they're on the attack again. McClellan hard to the back row, kept alive here by DeSlin Valley. Stahl swings. Nice dig in the back row there by Detweiler. Now Brockstrom has to send it across in the third.
Yep.
Hit. It
great read.
Ball down.
Yep. That was, again, what we talked about. Setter had to play defense first. Somebody else stepped up and got the set, and she had a great read on the little tip over the net there.
So 2-0 here to begin set number two. We're rocking and rolling here. It's Jake and Danny here, courtside in Emporia. Chance Link, studio producer back in Hiawatha here in Emporia. Now after a great set for serve, from Detweiler, Axtell on the attack, setting up middle. Natalie Strothman, her tip rechecked it, sent it across on a third hit, though, for the Eagles. Now here's Stahl, middle of the net, and pushed it to the back corner, and that just ate up Claire Bussing, the libero for Axel. Was definitely going to be out, but she couldn't get out of the way.
I was going to say, I just don't think she could quite get out of the way. That ball was coming fast.
Volleyball is not an easy sport.
It is not.
Danny will attest to how much I struggle with it. Natalie Strothman, how about you? A great start for her in set number two. She's got two of the three kills so far in this one. Going back quickly to set one, Danny. Axel battled back, took a decent lead. Descent Valley then mounted a comeback to win 27-25. What do you see in the latter part of that set that really changed?
Well, again, we talk about a lot of momentum shifts, and I think just at the end, it was just the momentum ended on the other side here. I think this set could go either way. Just have to be diligent in how you're adjusting to that defense. Right now, Axel is up, playing pretty well.
Attack from the Trojans by Creaky was too long out of play, so it's 4-1 Axel. Setting you back up, it's Callie McClellan. Also on the floor, the Libro, Claire Bussing, Detweiler, Rockstroman, Natalie Strassman. On the floor with Reagan Hazenkamp. Here's a ball tapped in the air. Nice job keeping it alive, but it's out of play. Good diving effort there by Callie McClellan. It'll be a kill for Descent Valley. The first kill of the contest here in set number two. And this will send back to hard-serving Grayson Stahl, a 5'11 senior. She was able to serve out set one. Not a top spin. Initially, just a miscommunication between Callie McClellan and Callie McClellan. She didn't know. But pop this in the air. That's a hard serve. You talked about it in
yeah.
our break. That's tough to defend.
It is tough to defend, and you kind of have to make a decision on how you're going to take that ball.
Stahl, another hard serve taken in the back row. Popped in the air by the Libro, Claire Bussing. Sent outside. Now the attack from Reagan Hazenkamp picked up by Stahl in the back row. Here comes Creaky. Punched it across. Diving effort by Bussing was a little bit too late. Great court vision there by Creaky to just punch it to the back corner.
Yep, that was a great read. That's a place that I always told my players to send it. Deep corner, and she definitely hit that.
Tied in at four now, and Stahl serves once again, and popped in the air. Nice job there by Natalie Strothman. Back row attack by McClellan. Picked up by Stahl. Here come the Trojans. A swing. Double block of the net by Strothman and Brockstrom, though. Kept alive and sent across deep corner once again by Traylor.
Yep, that's one of those places where you're going to have to make a little bit of adjustment on defense. They've kind of picked up that read, so now we got to adjust a little bit and get somebody there to cover that back corner.
5-4 now. Sin Valley, their first lead here in set number two. Stahl to serve, taken in the back row, popped across inside the antenna. Nice adjustment there by Hazenkamp. Here comes Creaky on the attack for the Trojans. Diving effort kept alive. Now Detweiler steps up outside. Here's Reagan Hazenkamp. Stuffed at the net. No. They say it never got over the net, and four hits on Axel. That's 6-4 now, the lead for Descent Valley. It's a 4-0 run here by the Trojans. Serve to the back row. Picked up by McClellan, set by Detweiler, and set across by Natalie Strothman. On the attack now are the Trojans. Creaky inside the antenna, popped in the air. Detweiler sets it short. Natalie Strothman can't put it down. Set to the near side now. Creaky through the double block. Oh, miscommunication.
Yep, a little hesitation on the back row there. Those are hard. They hit the hole right there, and it's kind of hard. No crisscross happened, and so the ball kind of fell at both of their feet.
7-4. It's a 5-0 run here by the Trojans. Detweiler steps back side.
There we go.
Natalie Strothman started this set off really quickly, and that time, I think just look at the elevation of Strothman. You're able to see really close because we're right up on the court, but she's able to get up and put that ball down.
Yeah, that's actually great timing with the setter and hitter and great communication between the both of them. You can tell that they have practiced that a lot, and that worked out really well for them.
Sin Valley now up by two with the return. Here's McClellan from the outside through the double block, kept alive. Traylor comes near side, Creaky, and she stuffed at the net by the combo of Maggie Strothman and Ava Brockstrom. Then across here by the Sin Valley. Set comes near side. Ava Brockstrom rejected at the net. Kept alive. No. Never touched the Sim Valley. It would be four hits here on Axel. First time we've seen an attack coming from Ava Brockstrom because you're seeing the block slow to Maggie Hazenkamp, or Maggie Strothman, excuse me, and why wouldn't you? She's been dominant early on, and here's an ace.
Yep.
The Sim Valley.
Yep. Just I think caught off the little guard there. Miscommunication on the back row. Got to talk to each other and call that ball early.
9-5 now. Trojans with the lead. The Libro Ellery just had her first ace of the match. Back to serve again. Axel faithful and full throat here. Good crowd on hand here in Emporia. Detweiler outside. Maggie Strothman hard attack. Nice dig in the back row by Reed. Here's Detweiler back to Stroffman again. This time she tips it.
Nice.
How about you?
Yep, that was nice. I think that was a little bit of a mistiming. She kind of caught that ball on the way down, but it worked out well for her because she's still tall that she was still able to get her fingertips on that ball.
6'2", sophomore. Back to serve, Alyssa Hazenkamp for Axel. Creaky passes it to Trailer. Now back set to Creaky, who goes down the line. And that was the best swing I've seen from Creaky today. And they lead now 10-6, does the Sin Valley. Well, he led 10-5 and set one before Axel mounted a comeback. There's an ace. Nearly no. Nice, great job there by Hazenkamp to bring it back. And a third ball sent across by Axel. We keep playing on. An attack from the front by Ford. No way. But then how about Detweiler, your setter, switches things up with a powerful punch from the left hand.
Yep, and what an awesome tool they have in that setter to be able to set and take a swing at the ball when she needs to, because it's kind of a tricky play. You think she's going to set it, and she pulls out a swing.
Good serve coming across there by McClellan. And kept alive. It's wanting four hits, but the play on here. Detweiler sets it near side. Maggie Stroffman sends it across, set right back. We're just punching the ball in the air right now. Finally, Axel with control, sent across by Hazenkamp. Free ball across. Here come the Trojans. Ford tips and calling on the back line. Didn't matter. Kill there for the Trojans. And Caitlin Todd.
That was a lot of net play there. Sometimes that gets you kind of off balance in your defense, and I think that's what happened. Everybody was sucking up towards the net.
Colby Cormode back to serve. 5'11 senior for the Trojans. That's an airmail. 11-8 after the service error from the Sin Valley. And good communication on the back line that time. We've seen Axel take some of those that would have gone out. Maggie Stroffman in to serve. A lot of dip on that serve, but picked up nicely. Here's a ball sent to the back row, and then
nice
push to the corner by Hazenkamp. Now on the attack. Creaky, wow, finds the gap on the back line. Diving Maggie Stroffman couldn't get down quick enough. And it's 12-8 now, the lead for the Sin Valley. Back to serve for the Sin will be Maddie Rose, a 5'5 junior. Taken in the back row, and it'll be an ace. Falling to the ground with Alyssa Hazenkamp and a timeout. Axel, 13-8 your score. Set number two. The Eagles need to win this one to force a third and decisive set. We're back in 30 seconds to Emporia here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
13-8, your score here in set number two. DeSin Valley won the first set, 27-25. The Eagles from Axtell trying to force a third and decisive set. Jake and Danny back with you here in Emporia. Chance back at the Kansasland Studios at State Volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. 1A Division II, first match of the day for the Eagles. They will play Victoria right after this one for their final pool play match against Hanover later on. Out of the timeout, ooh, Natalie Stroffman tried to tip it across, but it never made it over the net. And we talked about momentum out of a timeout. Mm-hmm. Axel unable to break that here.
Yep. She had a great read on that. I just think it just didn't quite make it over the net, but there was a hole over here. They're trying to do the right thing. Awesome momentum shift right here with that missed serve. But now is when you've got to take that deep breath and really dig deep and go on a run.
Maddie Rose, as Danny just mentioned, service error into the net. So Axel does side out. Detweiler back to serve. Service percentage, and it is at 79 on the year. That was
okay.
One.
Yep, a little bit of an overpass there, and center couldn't quite get to that start towards that momentum shift that we just talked about.
Now on her career, 120 aces, and we're looking for a tip on this.
Ooh, I thought so. I thought I saw it, Jake.
The line judge said no, and the actual crowd just regardless of the service error by the Eagles. 15-10 now. The Sin Valley with the advantage here on the attack. Sending it across. Ava Brockstrom on the third hit. Trojans will attack and creature from the left outside hit. Detweiler pops it in the air. They're at it. Dug up in the back row. We got a ball from the other court, so we'll replay the point.
This time in the game, too, where I would tell my players to continue to be aggressive, not let up, keep swinging, and catch them off guard.
So I beg your pardon, instead of 125, she's got 124. Caitlin Detweiler does on the season. Natalie Strong. Able to the seat set ahead of time. That duo between her and Detweiler is pretty dynamic.
Yeah. Timing.
Good serve here by McClellan. And a free ball will come across from the Sin Valley. Take advantage of it if you're after McClellan. Detweiler, Natalie Strong can tip it near side, picked up by Creek. On the attack, it's Creek in the left outside hitting position, blocked but out of play. Chris Garza and Ava Brockstrom in the 16-11 to Sin Valley.
And up next is their hard swinging server here, so back row better be ready here.
Grayson Stahl. Taking in the back row, good pass. Detweiler sets it up outside on the attack. It's Reagan Hayes.
There you go. Get her off.
Oh, when you can get Stahl to serve just one time. Oh, massive. 16-12. Sin Valley with the lead. Axel led early, 4-2. Sin Valley, 4-0 run. Hasn't looked back. Relinquishing the lead. A near ace.
It is. That's a great serve.
Nice job there by Matt Strauss and as well here in the second set. At the net, behind the service line. On the front line, it's Maggie Strauss as well as instrument for.
Man, what a great serve.
Strauss.
I think the ball is falling at the last minute. I'm sure.
Back to that basis. Three. Almost, but Stahl, she sends it across the third. It's too far. It's a run. Timeout. It's 16-15. Trojans. They're still way back into this one. 30 minutes here to Emporia. Here on 103.9 K.
You know what Grandma really wants for the holidays? No, it's not a sweater. It's not another candle. She wants some meat. That's right, the good stuff from Frankfort Meat Company. Juicy roasts, tender steaks, and smoked hams. All the fixings for a feast that'll have folks lining up for seconds. So skip the fruitcake and swing by Frankfort Meat Company, 120 East 2nd in Frankfort, or call them at 785-292-4436 and make Grandma very proud this year. Frankfort Meat Company, meat you just can't beat.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Emporia, it's Jake and Danny here for 1A Division II State Volleyball. The Sin Valley called a timeout, Danny, quickly. I mean, this is where Ashley has an opportunity to keep Uncle Mo on their side.
Yeah, absolutely. We talked earlier about momentum being such an important thing in the game of volleyball. Here's a chance right here. Oh, out of bounds. So they're going to have to reset here and get a good pass on their serve receive.
And if you're the Sin Valley coach, Melissa Creakey, that's what you want to see out of a timeout. So Axel down now 17-15. They got to make this a one-serve side out. Reed with the serve, taking to the back row. Great pass to Detweiler. Outside, Maggie Strauss stuffed at the net. Kept alive momentarily. No one able to get it across on the third hit. Diving effort there by Callie McClellan to keep it alive. 18-15 now. The Sin Valley with the advantage. Ella Reed back to serve for her third serve in a row. Making the back row, but it's off of the hand of Reagan Hazenkamp. It's an ace.
Just take one pass, Jake. One pass, get them back in the game, and get that momentum back on their side.
19-15, back to serve once again. Ella Reed, her fourth straight serve, hard serve. Picked up in the back row. Here's a set. Down the line it goes for Maggie Strauss, and picked up by Trailer. Here's a ball at the net. Nice jousting there, keeping it alive. Where the Eagles get credit there. Ava Brockstrom, who dumps it back across.
I thought they were going to call a lift down here on this, but and it was good movement over here on this side, but turned out well for the Eagles.
19-16, back to serve for Axtell will be Alyssa Hazenkamp, the 5'7 senior. Sends it to the back far corner. Creaky with the pass. Set back to her. Cannot send it across evenly. A nice dump here by Detweiler, picked up by Creaky. Now at the net. Creaky stopped at the net by Maggie Strothman. Back over to the Trojans. Another attack from Creaky down the line. It drops to 20-16. 20-16. Eagles trail by four. We got to stop it here momentarily for a shoe coming untied. Talk about the experience from Descent Valley. Eagles on their side, six seniors on this roster. Outside it goes. Maggie Strothman can't put it away. 20-16 Trojans, and they're on the attack off of a diving Alyssa Hazenkamp. 21-16, timeout, Axtell. Axtell trying to break momentum for the Trojans to get it back on their side. We're back in 30 seconds to Emporia. Jake and Danny bringing you 1A, D2, State Volleyball.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, out of the Eagle timeout, they try to do exactly what Descent Valley did to them. That's break serve. It's 21-16 Descent Valley, 4 points away from winning this match against Axtell. Out of the Axtell timeout, Creaky back to serve. To the back line, set right back across. It's a free ball coming here. Trailer at the net, dumps it across. And the Trojans keep momentum on their side. That first serve out of the timeout is so huge. And the Trojans extend their lead up to six. Axtell led the first set 23-20 and ended up relinquishing that 27-25. Here's Maggie Strothman. First time has really called her name on a powerful punch, but dug up nicely in the back row by Creaky. Free ball across here to the Eagles. Detweiler taps it near side. Diving effort not in time. And Caitlin, nice little jump from the center position.
Yes, it was. That was a great read again. All the defense was shifting one way. She read it. She dumped right behind her, and it worked out.
22-17. Axtell needs to go on a run and push points here. Reagan Hazenkamp from the back line, and that's going to be an ace.
They're having trouble adjusting to that deep serve, so I would keep serving back deep if I could.
Hazenkamp back to serve again. Looks over at head coach Rhonda Hazenkamp, who says put there again. Here come the Trojans. Creaky from the back row attack. Nice dig in the back line for Axtell. Natalie Strothman. Here's Maggie Strothman. Puts it down. And you love when you see that 6-1 sophomore from the middle hitting position.
That's what we talked about, too. Like, not letting up, even though it's getting close. Don't let up. Keep swinging hard, and that's why you keep doing that.
Reagan Hazenkamp for her third straight serve. Stopped momentarily here due to another ball coming onto the court. 22-19. Good serve there. Now a back row attack from Creaky. Oh, my goodness. That's down off the hand of a diving Alyssa Hazenkamp. It's 23-19.
And she's hitting the ball from all over the court, so they can probably expect for her to hit another one here.
Another serve here. Coming across from four mode. Axtell on the attack. Maggie Strothman can't put it down. 23-19. Trojans with the lead. Stopped at the net. Kept alive, and it stays on the Trojan side. They got to send it across here, and they do. Good pass here for Broxman. Maggie Strothman can't put it down. They're going to call it a lift. Good call there by the chair official. 23-20 now, and Strothman, keep punching when you're at the net. She will now go back to serve.
Yep, that's right. Got to keep working. Got 3-point deficit here to get tie and keep moving on the momentum on this side of the court.
Strothman, that's Maggie with a good serve across. Here comes Stahl at the net. Nice diving effort by Strothman to keep it alive. Oh, it goes over the net. What a communication by Descent Valley.
An overpass that worked out well.
23-21, Axtell pushing points here. Down by two, set number two. They need this to force a third set. It's served by Maggie Strothman. Set coming back row, it's Creaky. Nice dig on the front line by Alyssa Hazenkamp. Joust up the net, kept alive, and Stahl can't put it away. Good job by Maggie Strothman. Now Natalie Strothman pushes it across. Deep corner it comes. Maggie Strothman keeps it alive. Sending it over on the third hit. Natalie Strothman off of a diving effort off the wall. And Axtell is within 1 point after a long rally goes the way of the Eagles.
That was great defense there. A lot of good net play. And here you see the timeout coming from the scene.
We will keep this one here, Chance, as I know we were having some issues with cutting in and out. And so we hope that you're crystal clear now here in Emporia. White Auditorium, historical White Auditorium here in Emporia. The site from 1A Division II. Six bowling alongside my partner, Danny Alley, Chance Link back in studios. You're listening to state volleyball coverage here on 103.9 KNDA. 23-22, what the Axel doing right now? They were just down by six a minute ago.
Yeah, like we just talked about, I mean, some great net play here. There's been a couple of overpasses, but they have defended really well.
So continuing to serve, Maggie Strassman. The Eagles need to push points here, and I'll start here with their sophomore middle hitter. Great serve across the net, keep things rolling. Creaky to Traylor, near side stall, the left-hand attack. Kept alive, nice play by the back row of the Eagles. Set outside on the attack, McClellan can't put it down. Picked up to the back row. Here's Creaky from the back row attack. Nice dig from the good pass at the net. Oh, dumped down by Nipper!
Yes, again, she read that so well. I can't compliment her enough. What a great setter they have in Detweiler here.
Hazen Camp's pass was maybe too strong, but it doesn't matter. A little overpass. Detweiler says, I'll take care of this. 23-all. Good serve by Hazen Camp. And it's going to be a lift.
Yeah.
Maggie Strassman, I beg your pardon. That is five straight serves, and the Eagles are on set point here in set number two.
Giant hole in the middle here if she can hit that.
24-23. Maggie Strassman, a good serve.
Creaky great serve.
To the back row. Now Traylor back to Creaky. Back row attack. Taps it across. Picked up. Now Detweiler sets it middle. Natalie Strassman can't put it down. Kept alive by Traylor. Now back row is Creaky. Sends it to the deep corner. Picked up there by Hazen Camp, a quick tap across by Detweiler, and the sim was there. Is that too strong? Oh, they say it's on the line! Oh, no, and that was right in front of the actual faithful, and they all disagree, but we're tied at 24.
It was sure close, that's for sure. That deep corner again.
So back to serve will be Maddie Rose for Destin Valley. What a run by the Eagles, but still some work to do. Tied at 24, Detweiler swings,
yes,
and gets it down.
That's another one of those very versatile plays. Man, she is so good at that at the net.
Man, setting herself up to set, it looks like it, and then she puts it down with ease. Now she'll go back to serve. 124 aces in her career, just a sophomore. They try to make it 125, cannot do that, but a great serve it was. Creaky from the back row, captain there, great hands there at the front line by Strassman. Will set up outside. McClellan punched it across. Out of play. Off of the closing. We're going to set three.
Way to come back also.
Axel was down 22-16, and they finished that on a 10-2 run. We'll go to set three. We got a two-minute timeout. We're back after this on 103.9 KNCA.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings, or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
Axtell Lumber in Axtell is your lumber and hardware headquarters, no matter the size of your project. They give free estimates and work on machine sheds and horse and cattle shelters. Got house repair questions? Let the experts at Axtell Lumber find you the answers.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, we said it in set one. This one looked like it would go three sets, and it did. Axel winning second set, 26-24, to force the third and decisive set. Quickly here we get into the action, set across by Jacin Valley, and Axel keeping the momentum on their side with Natalie Strothman touching the first point for the Eagles.
And again, a game of momentum, so you got to keep it up, stay up, get these serves in, and play great defense.
Jake and Danny with you courtside here in Emporia. Detweiler, another great serve, looking for ace number 125, and she got it. 125 aces in her career, Danny, just a sophomore.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. But like I said, I saw that Axel won the toss. We get the serve, and what a great way to start.
Another serve here from Detweiler. How about another ace? Yes. 3-0, the Eagles lead early. And Uncle Moe, something I talk about a lot when I broadcast, momentum on the side of the Eagles. He likes to partake on both teams a lot, but right now he's posted up shop on the Eagles side.
Nice, caught me off guard there.
Detweiler, the southpaw. Fourth straight serve, hard one. Diving effort by Reed to keep it alive, sent across, it's a free ball here to the Eagles. Detweiler setting it up outside on the attack. McClellan through the double block, kept alive. Here comes the Sin Valley. Into the back corner, too strong, out of play. It's 4-0, Axel with an early lead.
Yep, you got him rattled a little bit here. Thing you got to do now is be ready for those deep balls in the corners and the tips coming from a frustrated team on the other side.
Yeah, they're very frustrated. The head coach right now, Creaky, is debating with the line judge on her side of the court. Keep in mind, Axel's to our left. The Sin's on the right. That attack went to the back left corner, and she's asking if the line judge on her side, on the far right side, should have a better angle. But she's explaining how with the post in the way and the net, she can't see as well. So regardless, it's 4-0. Axel continuing to serve here with Detweiler. Good serve. Pushed to the back corner. Tipped across by Traylor. Now Detweiler will set up Axel on the outside. McClellan kept alive. Nice stuff there by Stahl. Now Natalie. She'll try to put it down. She cannot. Picked up by Creaky, and she'll get it right back in the back row. Stuffed to the net by Natalie Strothman. Joust at the net. Kept alive by the Eagles on the attack. Here's Broxman. Cannot tip it across.
She got her pushed out a little bit too far there, so we were outside the antenna on that play.
Just glad that I got somebody on the broadcast right now. I'm going to throw a little shade here at my partner, Boz, typically calling that a foul pull in years past. Good serve here by Descend Valley. Now Natalie Strothman, oh, mistimed her jump.
Yep, I think setter thought one thing, hitter thought another. A little bit of miscommunication there.
But it's 4-2. Descend Valley, another serve coming here from Traylor, taking in the back row. Good pass to Detweiler. Tips it across.
Nice.
Open gap. The heady plays, the court vision from a setter, it's so important.
Yes, and honestly, they're given the scene here a little bit of their own medicine. They've tipped a lot to that spot, and so Axel has done a good job of reading that and giving it right back to him.
McClellan back to serve for the Eagles. They lead 5-2 here in this third and decisive set number three. Creaky on the attack from the left outside position, popped in the air by Detweiler. McClellan comes near side to Broxman, who sends it across. What a great throw? What do you call that?
Well, I think she was coming down and she was sending that, and like you like to say, it might have tickled the tape a little bit.
Yeah, a little tickle of the top of the tape. Doesn't matter at the point for the Eagles. Now Callie McClellan, senior, too strong out of the back line. It's 6-3 here as the scene sides out, and it sends back arguably their best server in Grayson Stahl.
Yep, it's coming hard with a lot of topspin.
Stahl with the serve. Nice pass here by McClellan. Detweiler outside back to Reagan Hazenkamp, who cannot put it down. Now near side, Creaky. Stuffed at the net. Kept alive, though, by Creaky. She's stuffed at the net again. Oh, we got a replay because the ball.
Oh, darn.
Oh, darn.
That was some great net play, so that's really stinky that we had another ball in the court there. But what a great job by Axel.
You're referencing Callie McClellan, and here's a serve. Oh, it hits the back line. An ace here by Stahl. And we'll talk about that ball coming in. It was very much at the last second. Really didn't have much to do on the play. But you got to call that. Give Stahl another chance. Here's a free ball across the net. on the serve from Stahl. Here's Creakey on the attack from the left. Outside position, and Natalie Strothman is having a second and third set of her life.
She was too far out of bounds here trying to reach. Setter got her a little bit deep and couldn't quite reach to get that down, and so now actual ball.
Natalie will go back to serve. Maggie replaces her on the front line. Ooh, Natalie Strothman. Service error into the net at 7-5. Volleyball is such a game of runs, momentum. We've talked about that.
Uncle Mo.
Uncle Mo. He's a good friend of yours for a while, but when he's not on your side, you don't like him.
Right.
Ella Reed to serve to Libro. Pass comes near side and out now by McClellan. And just, I would say, just miscommunication on a couple of those passes. McClellan tried to get it to Detweiler. Maggie Strothman had to fill that setter role out of sync that time with the Eagles. 7-6 Axel. Reed another serve. Taking to the back row. Here's a good pass. Good set. Outside Maggie Strothman finds the back line.
Yep, that was a great read. Great adjustment. Again, Uncle Mo back on this side, right? They have got to find a way to put that ball down just like that every time. This is another time in the game where you say, don't let off the gas. Keep swinging.
You got Stahl and Creakey on the back line right now for the Sin Valley. The set, Creakey coming up to the front. Kept alive. Detweiler now sets middle. Maggie Strothman stuffed at the net. Now McClellan sets outside. Here's Detweiler.
Yep.
And, oh,
yep.
That's on the back line. Yep. Great effort.
That is, again, I know I've said it two or three times, but a great way to use your setter. She took that swing and was able to read how far up the defense was and place that ball perfectly on the back line.
Alyssa Hazenkamp with a serve too strong. Service error for the Eagles.
Is that three service errors?
That is.
Yeah. That's tough. We gotta figure out a way to get those serves over the net and in the court.
9-7. Axel with the lead has not trailed in this third and decisive set. 8-1 matchup here. The Eagles, the 8th seed. Kill attempt by Strothman. Maggie has picked up on the backside. A quick tip here by Detweiler. Slaps her hands together and says next time. Here's Creakey stuffed at the net but out of play. And Creakey, you gotta know where she's at on the floor. We talked about it all match long. That's who they're trying to find no matter where she's at.
That's right. She's swinging out of the back row. So the blockers just have to be able to adjust, read the ball and adjust where she's swinging from.
Creakey will go back to the service line here and picked up in the back row nicely there. And Detweiler, quick little jump across the net, kept alive though. On the attack, third hit has to come across, and it does. Here's Maggie Strothman, big time leap, free ball across the net, and she punished that volleyball.
And Axel has done a great job today at the net on plays like that. They are adjusting. The scene was off their feet a little bit, made a bad play there, and we were able to capitalize from that.
Reagan Hazenkamp, fourth service error in this set for the Eagles. Too strong and out of play. It's 10-9. Eagles with the lead. Back to serve. This will be the first time in this third set for Colby Cormode, 5'11 senior. Good pass in the back row from Natalie Strothman. Now setting it up outside. And, oh, McClellan got sucked at the net by Stahl. She tried just to tap it across, but Stahl was ready, and we're knotted up at 10.
That was a little low there, so she was trying to get to the ball, which is why she ended up having to tip, and the scene was ready for that block.
Cormode, her second straight serve, trying to give the Trojans their first lead in this third set. Good pass here from Alyssa Hazenkamp. Outside here's McClellan. Stuffed at the net, but it never got across, they say. It's a four-hit violation on the Eagles. And the Trojans battling back. They have their first lead of this third set. It's 11-10 to scene. Third serve here from Cormode. Taking the back row. Good pass there by Hazenkamp. Back set from Detweiler. Picked up in the back row. And, miscommunication between McClellan and Hazenkamp. Do we have a net violation?
It should have been. 18 was in the net. I think there was a little bit of confusion, and Coach questioned that one.
12-10, regardless, the point for the Trojans. Third and decisive set. Service error here on the scene.
Is that their first service error?
Not in the match, but in this set, only their second of the match. Back to serve, Maggie Strasser. She's who served it out for Axel in that second set. She served 7 consecutive for Axel to get that win. Good serve here, picked up in the back row. Here's Stahl on the attack. Nice dig in the back line, but goes too far out of play. It is now 13-11, the scene with the lead. Natalie Strothman tried to pick it up in the back row, but unable to keep it in the line. Matty Rose in to serve here for Dessine, right to left across your dial. Nice pass here from Claire Bussing. Outside it goes Natalie Strothman down the line. How about it?
I could see that one coming, Jake. That was perfectly in tune. Nice pass, great set, and I could see her pulling up for a big swing.
You mentioned the pass. I mean, pass is everything, especially when you're serve receiving, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You get a good pass, and you have a great chance to get that ball set up and hit.
Detweiler back to serve for the Eagles. They need a run. They can start with her. Here's Creechy from the back line. Picked up a good pass here from Bussing. Detweiler sets it up far outside McClellan and stuffed at the net. Needed some help and diving effort there from Bussing. Couldn't keep it up. 14-12, to Sin Valley with the advantage. Trailer to serve it, taken in the back row at the net. Nice little push back to Strothman, but Natalie couldn't put it down. Here's a free ball. Natalie, off the block, it's down.
Yeah, that was an awesome read. Great net play, again, something they have done very well today. Now we just got a few serves over the net, get that momentum back on the side.
Senior Callie McClellan back to serve. Nice short serve. It tickles the tape,
Oh, that's your favorite saying. I'm glad they've given you a chance to say that twice today.
It falls on a diving effort from Creaky, but look at that hole on the front side here for Destin. Another serve. This one might be too strong.
Yeah.
Oh, it hits the line.
Right in. Yep. I think she thought she was going to hit that hole because she was moving forward and got caught.
15-14. Axel reclaims the lead on back-to-back aces from senior Callie McClellan. Serve, good one. Back row to Creaky. Trailer steps up Creaky near side and off the block and out of play. 15-all.
Yep, like you said earlier, got to know where she's at on the court. She is the one that they like to go to the most. She is on the front row now, so got to be aware of that.
There will be a brief break after this one, but Axel plays Victoria after this match. Here's Detweiler outside. McClellan stuffed at the net, kept alive though. Here's Natalie. Sends it across on the third hit. Now Creaky near side. And nice diving effort there by Bussing, keeping it alive. Tapped across on the third hit for the Eagles. Brought back in by the Trojans. Fight up the net. Picked up by Detweiler. Set from McClellan. Near side. Brockerman through the double block and out of play. 16-15 Eagles.
Again, it's so important that everybody on the court knows how to set. Detweiler took that one in defense. Someone else stepped up to set that ball up and got a good clean hit off of it.
Natalie Strothman back to serve. Maggie back in on the front line. Great serve here from Strothman, but it's too strong. Fifth service error here in this third set for Axel.
Yep, and we talked about that at the beginning of the match. It's going to be one of the keys today on a hole. Got to get serves over and in.
Ella Reed back to serve the libero for the Trojans. Taken on the back line by Natalie Strothman. Stepped it outside to Maggie. Off balance, pushes it across. Here's Creaky, joust up the net, popped in the air by Detweiler. Now Natalie sets it outside. Here's Reagan Hazenkamp. Can't put it down. Trailer will set near side to Creaky. Double block comes down the line. It's in. 17-16. The Trojans reclaim the lead here by one. First set went away after Axel had a six-point advantage. They lost 27-25. The Trojans in set two had a six-point advantage, and Axel came back to win 26-24. You're in the third set. Dessine on the attack. Creaky near side. Taps it across. Popped in the air. Nice job keeping it alive by Reagan Hazenkamp. Now Creaky stuck at the net. That's going to be four hits. Great rally there. And Axel, those 50-50 points, when it's a long rally like that, goes the way of the Eagles. Alyssa Hazenkamp in to serve for Ava Brockstrom. Alyssa with a nice serve across the net. Creaky, it's a back set two on the right outside hitting position, and it's it wide.
Okay, talked about it earlier. We got to keep these serves rolling over and in. See where we can get to.
18-17, the score. Axel by one. Set number three. Creaky with a pass to Trailer. She back set. Or check that. She sets it to the middle this time, but to Corbo to put it down. And I think that confused not only me, but even the Axel double block, as Creaky was flowing to that outside. Good set that time by Trailer.
She's in the back row now, so we got to watch from where she's swinging from now, too.
18-all and an ace by Creaky. Miscommunication on the back line for the Eagles. Again, first pass so important. 19-18. Sin Valley with the lead. Another streaky serve taken by Natalie. Set by Detweiler. Now Maggie! Three ball coming back across, and Maggie's dousing at the net, sends it across. Push to the deep corner. Natalie keeps it alive. Detweiler gets it near side. Picked up by Jacin Valley. Back set. From the back row, it's Creaky. Popped in the air and bringing it back. Nice job there by Hazenkamp. Third ball has to come across, and it does with Maggie Strothman. Now a set from the back row attack. It's Creaky. Pass from Natalie. Set from Detweiler. Outside it goes. Reagan Hazenkamp, and it's through the double block and down. Another long rally goes the way of the Eagles.
And that's all hustle right there. I mean, I think they were about halfway over to the other court and brought that ball back into play. So great effort there.
Hazenkamp, the 5'9 sophomore, to keep it alive. Now she'll back to serve. Set to the net. Here's Cormo. Shots at the net. Great job by Maggie Strothman. Third ball has to go across, and it does. Strothman sets it to Detweiler. Right back to Maggie. Maggie stuffed at the net, kept alive by Natalie Strothman. Now Detweiler pushed it to the corner. What a swing from the 5'6 setter.
Yep, what a great opportunity there. There were some two good swings right there, back-to-back. Good defense, another swing right at him. That's what we talked about, not letting off that gas pedal.
20-19, Axel with the advantage. Serve across the net, that time from Hazenkamp. Back row attack by Creaky, kept alive by Hazenkamp. Here's Detweiler setting it up outside. McClellan, and it's too strong. Was it tip? No. 20-20, our score here in set number three. And this is what we have in store for the entire tournament. My goodness, all eight teams here are ranked in the top 10. What a great quality tournament this is going to be. Cormode with a serve. Back row, Hazenkamp, out to McClellan, who takes a little bit off. And
great read. Great read. She went up like she was going to swing full throttle, and at the last minute just kind of pancaked it there, and it went right over the top of that net.
You like to say change up, but that's a baseball term. You know, I like what you say better, a little pancake across. Huh? I'm hungry. 21-20, Maggie Strothman back to serve. Trailer will set up stall here on the near side. Tips it across, nice dig. There keeping it alive was Alyssa Hazenkamp. Stuffed at the net, no. See that multiple times where it looks like the blocker's got a hand on it, but both teams struggle on that sometimes to get it across. It's four hits on Axel. 21-21, which team's going to go on that run? Maddie Rose to serve. Too strong. Great communication. You had your hands in the air, Danny.
I thought she was going to go for it last minute. I don't know if I thought it was helping her or what, but that was going out.
You know, I'm pretty confident. Yeah. Reagan Hazenkamp looked over here and saw your hands up and said, okay, I'm not going to touch it. 22-21, back to serve. Caitlin Detweiler. 125 aces in her career, two today. This one.
Nice serve.
Popped in the air. Kept alive. Stall sends it across. Detweiler. McClellan on the attack. Down the line, how about you, Callie?
Yep. Setter took the ball, first ball. Somebody else had to step up to set. That was a great kind of trick play, it looked like to me, because I think they thought that she was going to go all the way for that, and she got it right in there.
Coach Creasy calls timeout for Descend Valley. We'll keep this one here. There's too much to get through because, holy cow, this place is rocking. There's no other matches going on. Everybody's focused on this one. It's 23-21, the eighth seed. Axel Eagles up 23-21 here in this third and decisive set. And I say the 18 versus the 1, but dadgummit, it's the Twin Valley League. I don't care if you're the 6, 7, or the 8. You better have some respect on these teams' names, and Axel proving why. There's not something to overlook.
Yeah, and it's been some really great volleyball today. I think that in this set particular, they struggled with serves, but, man, they've battled back and now have a 2-point lead. So you got probably, arguably, your best server serving right now. So let's see what they can get done.
Out of the timeout, it'll still be Caitlin Detweiler to serve the southpaw for Axel. 23-21. There's the whistle. The approach. The great serve from Detweiler. Taken in the back row by Rose. Now stall on the middle of the net. And that one not touched. Off the net. Out of play. It's set. It's match point here for the Eagles.
And this is where you tell your team, take a deep breath, over and in, and let's be ready to defend this ball.
24-21. Detweiler, the serve. Nearly an ace. Free ball. Kept alive by the Trojan. Stahl has to send it on the third hit. Stuck at the neck. Pushed to the back corner. Kept alive by the Eagles. Detweiler sends it across on the second hit. Now Stahl sets it up to Creaky. He has to send it over on a free ball. Detweiler pops it up. Now Natalie. Here's Brockstrom trying to put this game away. Cannot. Set goes back row. Here's Creaky. They need it. Cannot get it. Nice dig in the back row by Bussing. kept alive. Here's Natalie Strothman. She can't put it down. A great rally going on here. Here's Freaky. Sets it to the middle. Diving effort by Detweiler. McClellan sets up outside Brockerman. Ava down the line. Kept alive by Creaky. Now a third hit coming from their setter and trailer. Detweiler sets it up middle. Natalie Strothman! Kept alive briefly. Hit on a playoff of DeSeed. And the Eagles come back to win it. 25-21 in the third and decisive set. Axel wins this match 2-1.
Jake, that was some great volleyball on both sides of the ball right there. But that last little rally, man, that was some fun volleyball to watch.
We got to summarize this. We got to step aside. We got a 2-minute timeout. We'll break it all down. The Eagles flying high here in Emporia. A 2-1 set win against the top seed, the Seen Valley Trojans. We'll bring it all back to you here in Emporia after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
How's your outdoor cooking working out? Does it need an upgrade or something new? We have all the outdoor accessories you could ever need. This is Smokin' Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. Take a look at the Louisiana Founders Series pellet grills at an unbelievable low prices for this fall. We also have all the Napoleon gas grills available on the same program. And of course, Gosney pizza ovens and Primo ceramic grills. Another new item is a ceramic coated griddle. Come see us today for all your smoking hot deals at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. We service what we sell.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. With a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at state.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Man, what a way to start the state tournament for the Axtell Eagles. Jake and Danny here with you. Chance back in the studios. 1A Division II State Volleyball Tournament in Emporia. Axtell drops the first set where they really led the entirety of that set. They dropped that one 27-25 to the top seed, the Seen Valley Trojans. In set number two, DeSeen, they had a 6-point lead. It was 22-16, but Axtell rallies to win that one by a count of 26-24. And then in the third set, Axtell really dominant early in the set. DeSeen battles back. It was nip and tuck. We were tied at 20 each. But then Axtell, 5-1 run to close out that third decisive set, winning this one 2-1 and improving to 1-0 on the day. You know what? You win two matches, you're all but guaranteed moving on to Saturday.
Yeah. Jake, they played great. One thing I think I would like to see a little bit is we talked about at the beginning of that the things that we thought they would have to do to win this, and one of those was getting those serves over and in. I feel like they did dominate that third set. However, they probably could have dominated a little bit more.
Six service errors
in
that third set by Axtell.
Yep. So, again, I think they could have dominated a little bit more had they got those serves over the net. So that's great news going into this second match here today. They should take that and expand on that. One thing we talked about, too, here just a minute ago while we were on break is I can't compliment the setter enough. If you notice on DeSeen's team, we said a lot that they were going to number 10. She hit the ball everywhere on the court. Over here on Axel's side, she knows how to use her players. She knows who can hit the ball and when they need to touch it. And she can also take the balls herself and get those over the net. So I want to compliment them on that. They did a great job there. So.
And at this point, they're going back to back. Axel will take on Victoria. We're going to have about a 5-minute break here in just a second. But you mentioned about things you'd like to see better. What is Axel doing really well? You already complimented Caitlin Detweiler as the setter for Axel. But what are you seeing that they need to continue doing in order to get the win here against Victoria?
Yeah, sure. So we also talked about, like, blocking. Blocking is a huge part here, especially on this day, because you're coming against some really good and hard hitters. So that was one thing that they did really well, was played the net ball real well. They had lots of blocks, but even, you know, we talk a lot about blocking is not only just stuffing the ball, but it's at least getting a hand on the ball to slow it down for your back row players to get a chance to pass the ball. And that is something that I feel like they did really well, need to continue to do that. We talked a little bit, too, that first set at the beginning. I feel like they were a little bit kind of trying to figure out where they were supposed to be and how they were supposed to be playing. I think they got it. I think they got it now, and I think they take that into this second match. They're comfortable. We talked about that, too, this being a big stage. Get comfortable, relax. I think they got it. I think they're there.
All right, Axel, 1-0 on the day. They take on a Victoria Knights team that is also 1-0 on the day. Big-time opportunity knocking here, or checked, I'm sorry, Victoria 0-1 on the day. They lost to Hanover in straight sets earlier today in that first round. So that could mean if Axel can push through against Victoria, imagine that matchup. Twin Valley League battle, Axel-Hanover later on today. But the Eagles got to take on the Knights from Victoria first. We'll have that for you in about 5 minutes. Here on your local sports authority, Axel wins it against Racine Valley. 2-1. Once again, it was 27-25 for Racine, 26-24 for Axel, 25-21. The Eagles improved to 1-0 on the day. We're back in 5 minutes to Emporia here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM KNZA.